Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. We're kicking off hour number two, Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Jumping back into the email box here tonight, from Phil in Australia. He says, "G'day. First off, what's your mother's political persuasion, if she has one?" I guess the reason he's asking this is because from time to time, I'll bring up my mom on the show and talk about how she doesn't even want to even talk to me about political things, which kind of has driven a bit of a rift into our relationship, because I think that if you are if you're hanging out with family, you're spending time with family, it's acceptable to talk about things that interest you. And so I want to talk about the things that interest me, which are issues relating to freedom and liberty. And she has absolutely no interest in talking about those things. And instead, she wants to talk about trivial matters like the weather and eating out at restaurants and food and that sort of thing, which is fine. I can talk about that stuff. I have no problem interacting in those conversations. It's a little boring for me after a time. I don't want to spend an entire 2-hour long dinner discussing food at other restaurants. I think there are more important things to be talking about. And apparently it makes her uncomfortable, and so that's why Phil is asking what her political persuasion is. And I guess the answer to that question is she's a big government freak.
Well, is she a Democrat or a Republican?
What's it matter? She considers herself a Republican, but what's that mean? I mean, it doesn't matter, right? That doesn't mean anything. I don't think she even understands what small government is. She's certainly not a small government Republican.
Yeah.
So that's why I even hesitate to label somebody but as Democrat or Republican, because the difference between the two is so negligible these days. So there's the answer to that question. 800-259-9231. He says, secondly, I believe the best chance for liberty would be a local TV station in an area owned and operated by like-minded people espousing things like not paying income taxes, stopping withholding, etc. Over time, more and more people in the area would take up these ideas, and there'd be a mass large enough that government would have a hard time countering this. If this was to happen in Keene, New Hampshire, Manchester would take note, and then Boston, Massachusetts, etc., snowball in motion, says Phil. What do you think the likelihood of this scenario happening and succeeding? And would you be able or willing to take part in such a movement? Well, as far as it actually being an entire television station, that I don't see happening. And the reason I don't see it happening is because to be a TV station, you have to have a FCC license in order to broadcast on the airwaves. In order to get one of those licenses, you have to go through all kinds of mountains of paperwork and lawyers' fees and engineering study fees and FCC application fees, paperwork processing fees. I mean, it takes some serious money to start your own television station. And really, what he's suggesting,
that's a regular TV station. A cable access, any cable station wouldn't cost nearly as much.
No, a cable station wouldn't cost as much. I'm just pointing out that you might as well, if you were thinking about actually having a broadcast television station, you might as well just forget about it, because it's way too difficult to get. And it's easier to buy an existing station and take that over than it is to actually get a new station on the broadcast band. And besides, who's watching broadcast anymore anyway, right? Most people have television, or they have cable, or they have like a satellite service.
Right.
So it'd make more sense to have a 24-hour television network, but even that is prohibitive at this point. It's prohibitive from a cost perspective because there's a lot of equipment involved in running a 24-hour, 24/7 television network about liberty. Beyond the equipment and the hardware that you're going to need, you're also going to need 24 hours of content every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I can't think of that much pro-liberty television content.
Not you and I, no.
I mean, sure, you could put some audio of Free Talk Live on there, but you're talking about a TV station, so that won't do you any good. You could put a few pro-liberty movies on there. You know, there's some movies out there with liberty-oriented themes, that much is for sure, but you'd be looping them by the time the week was out.
That's true.
So you don't. There's just not enough content for that. Down the line, you know, 20 years down the line, 15 years down the line, it's possible that maybe there could be that much content. Right now, all you could really do is re-air episodes of Penn and Teller's BS and maybe some John Stossel specials and a few movies. But again, and presume you could get permission for all those things. You'd have to get permission from the producers and the owners of that intellectual property. And that
it may not be even John Stossel.
And, yeah, it's probably ABC News. And that probably means that if you could get that permission, that you'd have to be paying them royalties or syndication fees.
Big ones.
So that not only does that mean it's going to be hard to program and get the programming that, you want, the good programming that you want to put on there, but it also means that if you're paying syndication fees and royalties, then you're going to have a sales squad as well in order to sell commercials so you can actually pay for all these things.
Yeah.
And that's not even factoring in, you know, the cost of getting up on a satellite, getting your channel onto cable services, because it's one thing to put the channel out there and create a 24/7 television channel. It's another thing to get Comcast and AT&T and Time Warner, all of these cable companies around the country, to actually take your cable channel. Because, as you might imagine, I mean, if you've seen the DirecTV packages with the hundreds of channels that they have, there's a lot of competition out there to be on these networks.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the networks pay Comcast to be on, and I don't know everything about
it's
the TV
business.
But am I wrong about that? Don't some of them actually pay to be on their network?
I can't verify that that's true, but I can't imagine that it's not. I mean, they have a limited amount of real estate, a limited number of stations that they intend to give away, and stations want to be there, so of course money's got to be changing hands.
Exactly. So it's really cost prohibitive. I think that what's most likely to happen sooner rather than later, in fact, it's actually happening now here in Keene, is that there's going to be pro-liberty content produced, and then it's going to be distributed, say, via public access channels in New Hampshire or maybe around the country, if that's something that you want to do. But really the most important thing is producing the content than anything else. If you can produce original, pro-freedom, pro-liberty content for television and then try to get it out onto public access channels or wherever else you can get it out, maybe as a video podcast, putting it out online, putting it on YouTube, putting it on Google Video, using more than just the traditional big media methods of distributing content, then you might have something going. Then you've got something that's workable, because for the content that they're going to be creating here in Keene, there's some college kids here in town that are working on creating a television show, like on a weekly or biweekly basis, with a pro-liberty theme. In fact, I'm going to be filming some of it with them this coming week. So I'm actually already involved in this, to answer his other question. So yes, I am involved, and yes, I'll do whatever I can to help this out, because I think it's important to have as much pro-freedom media as we possibly can. For instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a pro-liberty newspaper. It's called the Keene Free Press. It's published by a couple of Free State Project members that have moved here, and they just got the idea in their heads, hey, let's start our own newspaper. So they took the initiative and they did it, and now it's been going for 6 months. In fact, they've been getting so much positive response. In fact, they say that they get lots of positive emails and very, very few negative ones, which is amazing when you consider the positions that they're taking in this newspaper.
Yeah. The newspaper seems radical to me, and I'm surprised that you're saying that they don't get that many negative emails.
It is, compared to any other newspaper, it totally is radical, and radical in a good way that I think is great. As some people have been saying that it's their favorite newspaper. I mean, people are starving for this message.
It's everywhere.
What's everywhere?
Yeah, the Keene Free Press. In Keene, it's every place you go.
They distribute over, I think, 6,000 copies per issue. And it's only twice a month, which is enough work. I mean, for the two people that are putting this together, that's a lot of work to put it together twice a month, to get an 8-page newspaper out that often. But it's part of this whole sort of pro-liberty media package. You've got the Keene Free Press. You've got Free Talk Live emanating from Keene. Now you've got the college kids putting together a production, a pro-liberty television production. So we've got the bases covered at this point. We've got audio, we've got video, we've got print. What else can we do?
Make more and more.
Exactly. Continue to create the content on a regular basis, a predictable basis. You want to be putting things out to where people know that, hey, 2 weeks have gone by, I can go and get a new episode of this TV show. Or, hey, it's a new day, I can go download a new episode of Free Talk Live. Or it's been another couple weeks, I can go get a fresh newspaper. That's so important that you get the content out more.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football. We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Right there on the front page of the website, you can get signed up or just go to updates.freetalklive.com. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show if you're on the updates list. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones. To the fun. Baker in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Baker in Wisconsin. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
I just felt the need to divulge a
little piece of information that has just been realized to me by this person I'm conversing with from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It seems that the price of the fine you receive, an individual receives for smoking in a public restaurant, you know, a private restaurant, but a public setting.
Okay.
Is higher than what it costs to get a possession charge with marijuana.
Incredible.
Wow.
Can you believe
that?
How
much is it?
How much? Do you know how much the smoking rent is? $270-something.
$270?
Yes.
Well, so what's a possession charge?
What's a possession charge?
You?
No.
Now we're playing mailman, Mark.
$176 in Madison.
Wow.
That's cheap.
So what if you were to smoke marijuana in a public restaurant?
What if you do smoke pot in the public restaurant, dude?
Then do you get a double charge? Do you get the $270 plus the $170, or do they just sort of meet you in the middle and only charge you, you know, $350?
I can't be too sure, man.
Why don't you give it a try, Baker, and let us know what happens?
Some civil disobedience?
Yeah, right. Now, wait a minute. Now, are they actually charging in Wisconsin? Are they charging the individual who smokes? Because in other states, the person who will be charged is the bar owner or the restaurant owner, the property, the person who's actually running the establishment. So you can actually be charged as an individual?
That's what I'm being told, but I could check that out. I know we have a smoking ban in Appleton, and I know someone owns a restaurant there. I could ask them.
Yeah, as I understand it, I mean, again, it's different in every single state, but as I understand it, in most places, the bar owner is going to get a warning, first off.
Right.
Secondly, if the infractions continue, then they'll charge him like $250, then the charge goes up to $500, then he's looking at a withdrawal of his business licenses, that sort of thing.
Oh, man.
So I've never heard of it actually coming down, the hammer coming down on individuals who are smoking in the bars. Have you, Mark? Have you heard
of it? It's silly to do it with with individuals, because now individuals can protest the law by smoking in bars, and then they face the onus, whereas a bar owner is going to enforce their law for them if they pass it that way, that the bar has to pay.
Exactly. Baker, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, no problem.
259-9231. Let's talk to Dennis in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, my name is Dennis. I'm in Ohio.
Hi, Dennis.
I'm in Ellisville, Ohio. I'm a first-time caller. You were talking about how you have you can't get your programs on different networks because of the networks owning the cable systems and everything.
Well, we were talking about how this idea that one of our listeners emailed in about having like a 24-hour, 24/7 pro-liberty television network, and I suggested that it would be very difficult to do, not only from a financial perspective, but also just to try and get it distributed on other cable networks like Comcast and Adelphia and the other major networks.
Well, you might try somebody who listens to you, I think, in an area quite often. It's in southeastern Ohio. It's in a little town called Nelsonville, Ohio, and it's owned by it's a locally owned cable company. It's owned by a fellow by the name of Joe Edwards.
Are you talking about are you talking about the company that you're listening to the show on right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, you're talking, it's Athens, the Athens area, right? Athens, Ohio?
You're 100% correct.
Yeah, essentially you're calling from, he's listening right now, Dennis is listening on cable television because one of our stations there in the Athens area goes off the air, it's a daytime station, and they continue to put our show
content on,
our content on, during the nighttime on this cable channel, which is great. It's a locally owned cable company, it's owned by one guy, he owns the cable company, he owns the radio station, he owns the movie theater in the area, and so yeah,
pretty much runs Athens.
Yeah, well, it would probably be easy to get on a more local mom and pop style cable system, but nonetheless, it's still going to be difficult because there's so many different cable systems around the country. I mean, you really would have to have some serious investment dollars if you wanted to create a 24/7 cable network.
And we weren't talking about our show specifically. We were talking about a television show, a pro freedom television station, actually.
Right.
24 hours, 7 days a week. We could put out our little 18 hours of content a week, and we call radio stations all day long begging them to put us on. So we've got that system down.
We're not begging. We're persuading. Dennis, hey, thank you for the call, man. I'm glad you're out there. 800-259-9231. I just think it's way too big of a project. I mean, there's nobody in the libertarian movement that could finance such a thing. I mean, if there was somebody out there, if there was a libertarian with that much money, they could have. Why haven't they stepped forward yet, right? Why haven't they stepped forward with some huge contribution to the Libertarian Party or some candidate?
Well, because it'd be a waste.
Well, why hasn't he run for office? I mean,
That's a better question.
Ross Perot was pretty successful back in the early 90s, and he was personally wealthy. So if a individual is personally wealthy, he could finance his own campaign, wouldn't have to ask for any contributions. So those libertarians, if they're out there, they're not revealing themselves. They're not coming forth and saying, I am a libertarian, and I mean, we know Penn Jillette, we know John Stossel, but, I mean, how many millions they have, we don't know.
Now,
and how much they want to spend.
They made Ross look really bad with the whole ninjas stalking him, that kind of thing. Do you remember this?
No.
Ross...
there were ninjas stalking Ross Perot?
Right. He sort of had made claims previous to him running that there were people after him, and ninjas, I believe, was the terminology that was used. And the news made him look really silly. But the man's got billions of dollars and has probably created a few enemies along the way.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt that there was a ninja stalking Ross Perot. You know, I'll give him that. But you can see how they make people look silly. Can you imagine how silly they could make a libertarian look?
I'm not sure.
Well,
our ideas aren't silly.
Immigration?
What about it?
They'd soundbite you on immigration and you'd never have a chance.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I'd say open the... I believe that free countries should have free borders for free people to cross freely.
Mm-hmm.
Whack! And I'd never get to defend that statement.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I see where you're coming from.
And they just make me look like a crackpot.
All right, well, that's fine. As long as they let you into the debates, that's what's important.
And... It seems unlikely that that's ever going to
happen. Well, it's unlikely. If they're not going to let you into the debates, they're not going to be covering you at all. I mean, they're just going to ignore you more than try to take
If I have a bunch of money, though, I believe... Didn't Perot buy time on the television?
I'm not sure.
I think he did.
Oh, I see. If you had a bunch of money. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could buy time on television.
Ryan emails in. He says, I've been listening to the show for about a month now, and I wanted to ask. I'm 15 years old and unfortunately cannot move to the Free State, but I was wondering if there's any other way that I can help the show and the libertarian movement. Any ideas would be great. Well, of course, there's plenty of ways, Ryan.
Number one, you can print out the flyer that we have on the website, and you can hang it all over school and get your friends to listen to Free Talk Live.
That's a great way to do it. Great way to introduce other young people to the ideas of freedom and liberty. But there's more than just helping Free Talk Live. He also asked about helping the libertarian movement. And you don't have to be an adult to help the libertarian movement. We'll come back and address that. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. Returning to the question from one of our younger listeners. He's 15 years old. His name's Ryan. And he says that he's too young, obviously, to move out of the house and move to the free state. He's only 15. So he's wondering, what else can he do in the meantime? How can he help both Free Talk Live and the libertarian movement in general? And you already made a suggestion in regards to how he can help Free Talk Live. Print out our flyers, which are available on the front page of our website. Just, you're going to have to scroll down a little bit, or you can search for flyer and you'll find it there. Print those out, distribute them to your friends, and get more people your age listening to Free Talk Live. It can only be a good thing because they're not coming across this message in school. So that's one thing you can do. You can also, if you can get your parents to give you their credit card, you could sign up for AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
If he doesn't have his own credit card, I don't think he should get his parents' credit card.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, yeah, spread the word about Free Talk Live. And in regards to helping...
But there is a way to do AMP on a money order basis if you really want to go out and get a money order.
Yeah,
all
you could do that. So to help to generally help the libertarian movement, well, it depends on which arm of the libertarian movement you're interested in helping out. If you want to, for instance, work with the Libertarian Party, there may be a local group of Libertarian Party people meeting in your area. You could always go and attend their meetings. They're likely going to be elated to have somebody new show up because no one really wants to go to these meetings, or they can be a little bit drab and dull and... Who knows? Maybe you can help spice things up a little bit, make things a little more interesting.
Maybe so.
Because it's easy to get burnt out. Just be careful. If you're going to get involved in the Libertarian Party, make sure the group you're getting involved in, when you go there, make sure they're actually doing things. Like the first meeting you go to, find out what they've got planned for the future. Like what's coming up within the next few months that you could get it, that you could become a part of. For instance, one of our listeners, Keith, called in last night to talk about how he just ran an Operation Politically Homeless booth.
Right.
That's one thing that the Libertarian Party should be doing if it wants to continuously be doing outreach to the other people in the area. And if their answer is, well, we've got a bunch of meetings planned for the next several months, well, maybe you really shouldn't waste your time with them. Or start your own group. Start your own pro-freedom activist group and recruit some of your friends.
It could be a Free State Project group.
Absolutely.
I don't know how old you have to be to join the Free State Project, but...
They say you have to be 18, but there's no real requirement for that. There's no reason why you couldn't sign the pledge and just say you were 18.
But at the very least, you could get a hold of or become a friend of the Free State.
Sure.
I believe you can do that at below that age. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And get a hold of the Free Staters who are local to you and see if you get a group put together in general.
If there's a Free State Project group in your area, if there's not one, you can always start one. Plus Downsize DC as well, downsizedc.org. You could very easily do some libertarian activism with Downsize DC, and you don't have to be of a certain age. Even though you're 15, you're still a constituent.
You know, the groups just are such a mess, dealing with groups. I think activism, in a way, works better individually.
Individual activism?
Yeah.
Well, there are Downsize DC groups as well. They're trying to set up local groups to be activists as well. And so just try to plug in as many different areas as you possibly can. Also, the other thing that you can do...
Well, let's not forget the Republican Liberty Caucus. You love to plug the Libertarian Party, and I think the Republican Liberty Caucus deserves just as much recognition.
But they're not a political party.
They have groups in every state.
Yeah,
and
okay.
They're libertarians.
Do they actually do anything, though? I mean,
yeah, they lobby the Republicans on issues.
Hmm. Yeah, if you're somebody that wants to work inside the Republican system, that's an option for you. So there you go.
I mean, you can play that down, but I mean, if you're somebody who wants to work outside the system on the Libertarian Party and thus far achieve very little, you can do that.
Right, just like the RLC has achieved very little. I mean, either way, there's not
they can
very
both
much
make
being
their claims.
Achieved. 800-259-9231. The other thing that you can do, by the way, Ryan, is focus more on yourself at this point. You're 15 years old. You're going probably to high school, which means you've got some free time on your hands. In which case, I suggest you spend it by educating yourself. Get out there and
good idea.
Get some good libertarian-oriented books like Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work, Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, The Market for Liberty, excellent books. Educate yourself. That way, by the time you turn 18 and you're ready to maybe move to the Free State or go off to college or whatever it is your plans are, that way you'll already have done the research and you won't have to continue. I mean, there's always more to read and more to learn, but you'll be very knowledgeable over the next 3 years after reading those books.
You know, I think that you can do the most to educate people on libertarianism by passing out flyers for Free Talk Live.
There you go.
Because the show appeals to that demographic real well.
Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Just so you know, my first vote was for Ross Perot.
Wow. Okay.
And that was my time of, I got sick of the Democrat Party. I was originally a Democrat, and I feel like I'm in a confessional here, but it really is.
Go and sin no more.
Yeah, and Mark is right on, because about as far as being libertarian politicians being soundbited, it's happened with Harry Brown when he was running. It was in, I think it was either 96 or 2000. He some guy just, you know, soundbited him on something about World War II, and he it made him look like a nutcase to a lot of people. It was you know, that type of thing. It was just really bad. It was pretty terrible.
It must have been what encouraged Harry to create an entire book of sound bites. After that time, he started focusing on really refining his message to where if anyone was to ask him a question about a particular issue, whether it be the war on drugs, the size of government, or any issue, welfare, he would have a quick 15-second response, a real quick response to where if you tried to soundbite him, there'd be no way to cut it any shorter or to somehow creatively edit it so where, you know, it wouldn't say what he wanted it to say. He would craft this response to where it would just get out there the way he wanted it to. In fact, one of the last books that came out before he died was that entire list of every single category, every single issue, Harry Brown's essentially canned responses that he basically memorized in order to just have them off the cuff whenever he was asked about those issues.
It's a great book, and also another thing is that what this kid could do with the one that you were just mentioning is I think doing the same thing. Some other kid of the same age as who's called in before about doing like a Free State Project group in his school. I don't know if you remember some kid called back like it was a little while ago. He did some kind of they had some kind of Free State Project group in his. His high school or something. I can't remember exactly.
Really,
what
I mean,
it was.
If you start a group, whether it be Free State Project, Libertarian, Republican Liberty Caucus, if you start your own group, it's just a great way to just take the initiative and get out there and create something. Because a lot of times you're going to find that the existing groups, if there are any existing groups in your area, are a little lackluster, are a debate society, a club of people that sits around and discusses things.
What I think is getting things done. What I think is great about the Free State Project and why a Free State Project group in a high school or junior high could be really, really successful is there's something about leaving the state or town where you are when you're a teenager, that whatever it is, and it, just the idea of moving to freedom, I think attracts a lot of teenagers. Something about that is very attractive to
teenagers. Absolutely. Well, a lot of kids want to leave where they are anyway. I mean, I remember when I was finishing up high school, everybody was excited because they were finally getting to leave Sarasota. And so this gives you a destination instead of just sort of wondering where life is going to take you. You're going somewhere in life. Matt, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it.
As always, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. To the email box again from David. He says, I've been gaining a greater appreciation for your views about religion. I've distinguished a pattern in your responses to the Christian fanatics that call Free Talk Live, and I think I'm getting it.
We call it goading.
we'll get to the rest
teasing?
Of David's email here, and as we tease that, 800-259-9231, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem? Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John.
Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. If you'd like to support the show, it's easy for you to do. Just go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's a once-a-month sort of thing, so very simple, takes you less than a minute. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show, and then your votes total up and help us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. In fact, I believe we're still ranked as the number 3 podcast in the world, which...
Sure would be nice to be number 2.
Number 3 is great and everything, but there's 2 more positions that we'd like to move up. We can do it with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. So, David has emailed in. He says he's gained a greater appreciation for our views about religion. I have distinguished a pattern in your responses to the Christian fanatics that call Free Talk Live, and I think I'm getting it. From a libertarian perspective, most religious people serve a god who's diametrically opposed to freedom. Their god will punish or kill anyone who refuses to worship and or serve them. Libertarians believe that a person should be able to think and do as they please as long as they're not hurting anyone else. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
If they are hurting someone else, then I assume that force is eventually a legitimate response, even if God does exist. Any god that's opposed to freedom would certainly not be worthy of worship. Is that a factual summary? I think so.
Well, I don't know if I think that God has given us free will, and it shows that God's very concerned about our freedom, and I don't think that you can find too much in the Bible that says that's opposed to, or if for that many, very many. I don't know about the rest of the religious books, really. I mostly know about the Bible. I don't think you can find too much that's really opposed to libertarianism. I think it's just the way Christianity has evolved, as though Christians believe that you have to sort of vote your religion onto other people.
Mm-hmm.
Some Christians believe that. And whereas I think that Jesus was believed just the opposite.
Okay, but what about the Old Testament God that was pretty vengeful dude, right? I mean, he was wiping people out for being sinful, destroying whole populations of individuals.
He really just, stuck with the Jews.
Stuck with the Jews?
Yeah,
I understand.
Pretty much. Well, he was the Jews' God, this small group of people. And he may have sent the Jews on a destruction mission. I suppose you could blame him for destroying the Egyptian.
Didn't he wipe out the entire population of the earth in the flood or something like that?
I guess you can claim that one, too. I don't know. Those stories are just so ridiculous.
Oh, of course they're ridiculous, but that's what some of these people believe is total 100% fact. They believe it to be completely true.
I don't think most Christians believe a lot of the stories in Genesis. I don't think they believe that we all came from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. I don't think they believe in the Noah story.
I wonder about that. Has there ever been a poll done of Christians as to what Bible stories they believe in, which ones they don't? Interesting question.
my personal talking to them, most of them, you know, this, the whole Genesis story thing starts falling to pieces when I start asking them questions.
Hmm. Well, he's pointing out that my viewpoint, at least, is if there is a God, and I don't believe that there is, but if there is one, then I would still refuse to worship it. I mean, even if there was proof that there was a God, and if it was this God that demands all of these things from people and demands that you worship him, well, then I would absolutely refuse to worship it. He says, if there was a God whose highest value was freedom, what would you think of him? You mean if there was a God that didn't care what I did with my life and with the way I wanted to live my life, then okay, I'd be okay with him. I don't know if it would mean I would bow down on bended knee and worship him and bring gifts to him or anything like that. I don't think I would do something like that. What about you, Mark? Are you somebody, if a God appeared out of the sky tomorrow and announced his presence, would you all of a sudden start worshiping him if that's what he demanded of you?
If it had the heaven-hell thing going with it and all that stuff, I think I'd seriously consider worship. I just don't believe in heaven and hell.
Says thank
I believe
you
again. Create them here on Earth.
He says, thank you again for your show. I find I agree with you more and more and plan to support your show as much as I can. P.S. I have another question. I've heard you speak about the need to abolish public property. Would not the freedom of speech and assembly be almost worthless to a person who could not afford to own property? Wouldn't a person's freedoms be proportionate to the location of their property? Well, first of all, there's another question coming up here, but to answer the first one, would not the freedom of speech and assembly be almost worthless to a person who could not afford to own property? I don't know if that's true. I think that there's plenty of people in America that support the ideas of freedom of speech, and if they were to want to allow you to speak freely on their property, then you'd be allowed to, and you could go there and speak out. The internet, for instance, is a great example of places where people have the opportunity to say whatever it is they want to virtually, and it's all private property. The internet's completely privately owned, with the exception of government websites.
Well, the internet's almost freedom of the press.
Yeah.
You know, typing on the internet, it's almost not freedom of speech. It's almost freedom of the press.
Freedom of the press is an extension of freedom of speech, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. But I would think that perhaps some larger store that would find it behoove them to put aside a crier square, as it were. Not that mm-hmm. there's any place like that now. People don't go protest anywhere, I see, generally. But they may find that having this crier square draws some people, and maybe they go buy a few things at the store.
Sure. And he says, McDonald's would have the most freedom, for example. If my neighbors in the road company in front of my house didn't like me, could I be imprisoned on my own property? Well, it's interesting. This question has come up in the past. The idea that if all roads were privately owned, could the road owners that surrounded your property, if they decided they didn't like you, could they trap you in your own home? I guess, theoretically, they probably could. They could. I mean, it's ludicrous to believe that this would actually happen because you would normally be a paying client on that road. You'd be someone who'd be driving on that road, which would make their billboard advertisements more valuable, or they'd get an extra toll from you. So they'd be foregoing their normal business practices to simply keep you in your home. Of course, they'd have to do something to actually physically keep you there, so that road owner would have to maybe station some guard cars around your house to ensure that you didn't try to sneak out of your house at any time, day or night. That's going to be pretty costly.
What if you cause problems for his business?
Cause problems for whose business?
The road owner's business, yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed on. I guess you could be banned from his road.
And then what if his road's right in front of your house, though?
Well, maybe you shouldn't be causing problems for the road owner.
Oh, so you're the slave of the road owner.
No, you're not a slave.
Because he owns the road out in front of your house.
Maybe you should be nice to your neighbors instead of being a real crappy jerk.
Or get imprisoned at your house, right?
Well, you could always call in a helicopter to come and get you and get you out of there. I mean,
I suppose that's true.
Be imprisoned. You'd be able to get out if you wanted to. But it's just ludicrous. I mean, just look at the costs that are involved in keeping somebody in their home. Not just the cost from the money that you'd have to spend to hire the guards to make sure the person didn't try to leave their property. That would be just a tremendous increased business cost and wouldn't be worth doing. But also the cost, the societal cost, in that there's going to be some attention drawn to this company. I mean, there's going to be news crews on the scene that are going to be reporting on how it is that this tyrannical road owner has decided to keep Mark Edge in his home.
But what if Mark Edge is a jerk, a real jerk, and everybody knows he's a jerk?
Well, then nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, you're
too
right.
Bad for you.
And then you're imprisoned in your house.
Yeah. I can't say I feel sorry for a jerk like
apparently
that.
No, you don't.
Well, what do you want to defend the jerk?
What?
Are you trying to defend the jerk?
I think the jerk should be able to leave his home, yeah.
Well, the jerk should call a helicopter.
There you go.
So, I mean, really, do you think if you are just rude to everybody, if you're mean to everyone, if you're destroying property, the road owner's property, you're nobody likes you, the news organizations
hate you. What if you're only mean
you,
to the road owner guy?
If you're mean to the road owner?
Yeah, what if you own the road and I live in the house and I just don't like your skinny butt?
Mm-hmm. What if I own the road and... Wait.
Yeah.
Say that again?
What if I own the road...
Yeah.
Or you own the road, excuse me, and mm-hmm. I own the house?
Well, then I'm going to call News Channel 8 and I'm going to say, Mark is keeping me in my house. He doesn't like the way I look. He doesn't like the way I dress.
And I'm going to show the footage.
Outrageous.
I'm going to show the footage of how you've acted like a punk because I have cameras on my road.
Okay. Well, then great. I don't see what the problem is with that.
Apparently not.
Be nice to people, or else it's going to come back and bite you. Bad karma, Mark.
It's slave of the road owner.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent.
Well, I've got a couple things that I would like to talk about this evening.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess, first of all, I mean, it seems like I was talking to somebody today, and you were talking about rights earlier in the show, and that kind of... spurred this thought, but I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they were kind of, it seems like a lot of people think that there are a lot of things that are rights that aren't really rights, like a right to education.
Right to health care.
A right to, you know, a right to health care, yeah, that's yeah. A popular one right now. All these kind of things, and...
A right to have you pay for my kid's education.
Yeah. You know, and I think that a good way to look at it is to kind of think about... You know, what would you have that nobody has to give you? You know, you have your life. You have things that you already have. You don't have a right to anything that's not inherent to being a person.
Right, you can't demand anything from anyone.
Great point, Brent. Hang on, we're going to come back to you in hour number 3. 800-259-9231 and your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.